All right, guys, here we are at our last break of the day on this Monday after the big versus battle, which was greatness, hosted by greatness. We enjoyed it all. Thanks for it, Steve. Thanks for that moment. It was
fun. Really good, man. It was really good. So now I can, that's just one of the things I never saw coming that God graced me with. I can chalk that up as another great moment. I didn't see that coming at all. You know, it's just amazing, man, some of the things that God has graced me to do. I mean, it's just, it really trips me out, man, because God does things. You know, grace is God's undeserved merit and favor. And when it says undeserved merit, that means merit means you can't earn it. Mm-hmm. It's just you can't earn grace. And grace can't be earned and it can't be purchased. It's just something God gives to you, and you and the average person don't even have sense enough to ask for it, because grace is so big that you really don't know how to ask for it, because it's like a surprise bonus
for your faith in him.
Right.
Yeah.
Simply because you believe in me. And even if you don't acknowledge me as much as you should, I'm just going to award you some grace. Simply because I love you and I see you trying. So here comes a free one, Steve Harvey. I'm going to allow you to sit with some groups that you would never get in the same room with in years. And I'm going to let you sit and have a moment with them. And it wasn't for getting the highest numbers. And it was such an epic night in terms of the sheer number of hits that these men have. It's daunting. Yeah. You look at a man, Earth, Wind & Fire got 35 albums. What?
That's a lot.
35
albums. That's a lot.
They say, I don't know, we got 35 albums. You know, they put out stuff people don't know nothing about. You know, and then you look at Ron Isley has had 28 platinum albums, 111 singles on the chart. Daunting numbers, man.
Yeah.
And they were doing it at a time when they didn't track black people on Billboard. And like I said, these cats was doing it at a time when there was no tracks. You couldn't lay your track down and I come lay down. They eventually got into that. But when they first started, it wasn't none of that. It wasn't no tracks, wasn't no auto-tune, none of it. They had to go in the basement, practice, come upstairs, show it to their mom and them. They say that other part don't sound good. They take their ass back down that basement, practice, come upstairs, get some studio money, and boom. Like Earth, Wind & Fire said, they was doing the station wagon tour when Head to the Sky came out. That's crazy. I didn't even know that. That's just a deep.
Yeah. I mean, just hearing these stories is like the history of it all. You know, it's just the history.
So many hits.
Yeah.
So many hits.
And I just wish that young people, even though we're in a fast society, I wish young people would understand sometimes they old. Old is the goal, partner.
Yeah, I heard you say that.
If you can be 79 and look and sound like Ron Isley, you better hope.
Woo!
You better hope that you can stand up and be that charming at 79. Still be able to drive, move around, and all like that. Come on, man. That's a blessing, man.
It really is, Steve.
And to watch the sheer number of hits them cats had, that's history, man. And I was just so honored to be sitting there, man, with the men who created, in essence, what my daughter said was the soundtrack of my life. That's craziness, man. And like, really, man, I have to put that in perspective. I'm really going to think about it today as I go throughout my day, because I have to really look at this man and go, wow, what a moment that God allowed me to have. And everybody don't understand what was happening last night. Everybody wasn't interested in last night. But for those who were, who got dressed up for it, who was sitting there listening to it and loving it, you know, man, you can't worry about, and that's another thing. Let me tell y'all people something. when you're on your way to something God has done for you, you can't worry what everybody say about it. You just can't. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to go on about your business. When God does something for you, everybody not going to see it.
Right.
And that's why God gave it to you and not to them. So for the people who appreciated it, it was for you. The people that sat there and said, man, that was dope. I love that. That's who it was for. You know, mm-hmm. it's easy to get on the bandwagon and find something to criticize, but that's okay. You know, maybe it's not your thing. If you're living in this world and you think that everybody's going to like you, folks, you're going to be highly disappointed. Prepare yourself for the fact that everybody ain't gonna like you. And be okay with it. Live your life for those who appreciate you, who get you, who love you and support you. And don't give your energy to the other people. Because it's undeserving. Don't waste your energy trying to get somebody to like you when their job is to not like you. They here for that. And so as you have haters in life, understand that haters are there to let you know that you're doing something and you on track. And just remember that, man. So when God gives you great moments in your life, just appreciate them. And when you run into people who don't get it, it's why God didn't give them that great moment. He gave it to you. That's how I feel. Great verses last night. Thank y'all for your love and support. Y'all keep talking to God. God would love to hear from you. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Yeah!
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.